This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Gail Sheehy is a person who has written about life passages. She's written several books about that, and she has written about a new map of adult life. I found this intriguing. She maps your life out from age 20 to the end of your life. She talks about the tryout 20s. If you're in your 20s, that's how she refers to this decade. You're experimenting with things. A third of 20-somethings still live at home. One out of three 20-somethings still live at home. Then you come to what she calls the turbulent 30s. You take an inventory of your life and you start making decisions. You start settling down with, this is what I want to do with my life. I've been working 27 different jobs and now it's time that I focus in on a career, on something specific. Then she said we come to the flourishing 40s. Some of you may be in your 40s and you say, they haven't been too flourishing for me. But that's what she says. It's where you go through your early midlife crisis in your 40s. Then she said you move on to the flaming 50s. That's where you go through a crisis of meaning. You go through a lot of experiences in life where you tend to look back and evaluate, have I done the right thing? Then she said you come to the serene 60s. I'm not sure what that means. Those of you in your 60s, please tell me later what that means, the serene 60s. Then she said you come to the sage 70s. The uninhibited 80s, I haven't met too many 80-year-olds who are uninhibited, but that's what she says. The nobility of the 90s, and then the celebratory centenarians. All of that to say this, doesn't matter where you're at in that series of events, what matters is this, that you have the victory in your life and in your death that comes from knowing the resurrected Christ. You may be in your flourishing 40s or the flaming 50s or the serene 60s or the sage 70s. It doesn't matter. The question today is, do you have victory over death, over despair, over fear that comes from knowing Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord? Let's read about it in 1 Corinthians 15. Paul says, I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. What does Paul mean when he says the perishable cannot inherit the imperishable? I've got news for you, an announcement to make. This body is temporary. This body is dying. Yours is, and so is mine. Harvard Medical School years ago did a study where they came up with this brilliant statement that at age 30, your body starts the process of deteriorating. And I remember using that in a church years ago and told people that, and an attorney came out and said, I just turned 30 today. Thanks a lot. And he was serious. Thanks for telling me on my 30th birthday that it's all downhill from there. And what the study meant was that up until age 30, your body is progressing, but that's when the process starts of deterioration. What's happening? Your body is perishing. That's a strong thought, but it's true. And what is perishable doesn't inherit the permanent. And that's why Paul talks in language that may be mysterious to some of us, and we may all have trouble understanding it, but in a twinkling of an eye, we're going to get a new body. Do I understand that? No. Do you appreciate it? I hope you do.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.